At the May meeting of the UW Board of Trustees, President Lori Nichols announced that 37 University of Wyoming staff members would lose their jobs to meet budget cuts. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson says folks are worried about how the state's only public university is holding up.
All across campus, staff are working to get the class of 2017 graduated and onto their next adventure. One of the workers getting a PA system set up for graduation is John Wilhelm. He says for staff, news of layoffs is causing some anxiety.
People hope that they won't lose their job. Nobody wants to be unemployed, but I feel like people have been unsure about that for over a year now.
In 2016, the Wyoming State Legislature announced UW would have to take a $40 million cut. 80% of the university's budget is personnel, so job loss has been on the table since the beginning. On Thursday, the bad news was confirmed when President Lori Nichols told the Board of Trustees that after graduation, 37 staff members would lose their jobs. Staff Senate Vice President Rachel Stevens says no one knows how the layoffs will be distributed across campus.
Which positions they are and in which areas, and that is something that we're continuing to look for until all of the layoff notices go out.
The layoffs were a last resort. They've already offered incentivized retirement programs to faculty and staff. Between these different strategies, 369 positions will be eliminated. But Staff Senate Vice President Rachel Stevens thinks the overall turnover may be much higher when it's all said and done. And Wendy Perkins says as folks leave, there's no clear plan as to how those who stay are to handle more work. She's been at the university for 16 years. She's gone from being office manager for one program to managing four.
This university is a good university as far as you have friendly people and you have people who will go the extra mile, who will put the effort in, but they do so because they feel like they're a part of something important. And when you take that away, then it's just a job that you come in, you do the job, the minimal amount of effort you have to, and you leave.
Perkins says she is seeing faculty and staff leave who did not take the voluntary retirement incentive, so they would not be included in the 369 quoted by the university. Sneha Lada Hoosierbazar, a statistics professor, is one of them.
I moved here in 1995, and I moved here because I wanted to live in the West again.
Hoosierbazar left a higher-paying tenure-track job in Georgia because she loves Wyoming.
I mean, my friends elsewhere in the Mountain West, I have friends at CSU, at New Mexico, we all joke about, you know, this is the scenery tax. Our salaries are lower than elsewhere, but we can go hiking.
But after 22 years at a university she loves, she's decided to take a position at West Virginia University in another coal state. But she says the university was prepared to handle the downturn of coal differently. And she says she knows others driven away by UW's instability who were immediately rehired.
So, you know, we're not losing people that no one else wants. these were people that were incredibly marketable.
And that self-selection may be affecting some departments more than others, according to Professor Bieber, who chaired the Financial Crisis Committee, charged with figuring out how to make cuts for the fiscal year 2018.
I had the great pleasure of working with the president and the provost, all the way down to whomever on the campus during the crisis process. I interacted with everyone from all levels.
He says efforts to make workforce reductions were hard because there was not a pre-existing strategic plan, and it was evident that not everyone had access to the same information.
The farther you got removed, the more it enabled you to be alienated or feel lost in the process, and certainly morale was affected more there.
But Bieber is optimistic that the university is learning from its mistakes. President Nichols, who's only been at the university a year, quickly drafted a strategic plan, which Bieber says acknowledges a critical need to gather more data and for information to be openly available across campus, which he says will help the university be more strategic and less reactionary in the future.
These were not people who were poor performers. These were good people doing good jobs and really, many cases, really deeply loved the university. I mean, I know custodians. I know people that work in physical plant. And I've known faculty. I mean, people that just love the University of Wyoming. Some of them have lost their jobs or left the university. I'm sorry, and it pains me that we've lost the university that we have. And I go, okay, You have to grieve, you have to honor that, and you have to move on.
Sadly, positive changes coming from this crisis have come too late for the 37 staff members the university will say goodbye to in the coming weeks. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.